B-Pod Studios.
Do you know what day this is? Because I know what day this is.
Monday.
Today's Monday.
Are you ready for it?
Are you ready for this?
Ready for what?
Ready for what?
Loud early morning entertainment.
Can you do that?
Do people think you do that? Do you do that?
Do what?
Entertain me.
Do you do a lot of entertaining?
I do it all day long.
All day long?
5 days a week.
Okay, well, let's get it started then.
Buckle up! It's showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, happy Monday, guys. Listen, our old friend, I don't mean old, a friend for many years, Tracy Caruso, has decided to fill, or is helping us out this week, filling in for LBF, who's on vacation.
Yeah,
so thank you for coming
to be
in.
Here. Yeah.
Tracy and I worked together over 10 years ago. In beautiful Manchester, or as they call it, Manch Vegas.
Manch Vegas, oh, sure.
New Hampshire.
I still live there, and I still love it.
Yeah, and you drove all the way down.
That's nice.
And
I thought they were going to, like, put me up someplace, you know?
Oh, no.
No.
There's no budget for that.
And then I thought, well, maybe I'd have a driver. And, you know, I didn't have that either.
Welcome to Boston, Tracy, after all these years. You guys saw each other this weekend at the race, though, right, Brian?
How ironic.
I know, it's really funny.
Just met him for the first time Thursday.
And then I can't get away from you.
I followed him to my state.
Yeah, we hung out at the races. Her husband works up doing some PR stuff at the track at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. I was up there for a boys' weekend all weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It was very hot.
Yeah.
But awesome racing. We had a great time. Sam Bell and I. My 9-year-old, he loved it.
That's great.
It was great. It was a fun time. We did take a break to jump in a lake.
You got to.
Because it was crazy hot.
That was insanely hot up there.
But, yeah, it was fun.
I saw the race yesterday on TV. The stands were a little, there was a smattering of diehards in the stands. But
the stands are so huge.
I think ticket sales were okay.
Yeah.
They weren't anything to worry about, and I think it was the weather that had people going back to their cars. They had cooling stations underneath the bleachers, so a lot of people were actually under them.
Yeah,
yeah, that's fun. Oh, so that's why I didn't see them on TV.
The misters.
Makes sense.
It was nice. Refreshing.
Well, Tracy, thanks for coming in this week.
Sure. It'll be fun.
Listen, you've committed for a week, so just because we didn't get you a driver, you don't have a car or whatever, you have to come back tomorrow. LBF's on vacay. She'll be back Monday. Hey, so it's partly cloudy early today. Periods of rain this afternoon. You will welcome the rain.
Yes.
We might even do a rain dance.
Be okay.
High of 81. Right now, it's 77 in Boston.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's Bob Bronson with Tracy Caruso in for LBF. Today, Brian's back as well. He survived the NASCAR race this weekend.
I don't know
how you did it, but you're back. Thank you. LBF's back Monday, or next Monday. But today, we thought we'd have a fun little quiz, pop quiz, to see if you guys were up and alert. And
I thought it was fun to give you guys
an anagram quiz. Guy. And I said, let's see if the audience could beat you. The anagram for the word Monday is what we're looking for. You guys still working on it. Let's see if we can get some calls here. Hi, ROR, good morning. What's the word?
Dynamo.
Oh.
It's dynamo.
Dynamo.
And you didn't have to work at that. It just came to you.
Yep, popped right in my head.
That is awesome.
Wow.
Yeah,
you've got
a
talent.
I mean, the phone blew up. It's really amazing how smart. So you did beat Tracy and Brian. Brian, what do we have for Carolyn today?
Absolutely nothing, Bob.
All right. Hey, congratulations.
Satisfaction, Bob.
Satisfaction. You do have bragging rights. Thank you, Carolyn.
Take care.
Bye-bye. There you have it. Well, Jim, we'll take your call. Do you have it?
I believe it's Dynamo.
It's Dynamo. Wow. These guys are smart.
How is your brain working that quickly on a Monday morning?
He cheated.
I love word jumble.
See, it's these word jumblers. All right, thank you. Have a good day. All right, hey, Bob, it's Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hey.
It's Bob.
Hey, Bob. This is going to be our running bit.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Bob, what's the word?
Dynamo.
It's dynamo.
Now, did you have to think about that, or did you already know this?
No, I Googled it.
Oh, you Googled it.
So Bob's
that doesn't count.
No, Bob.
Cheater.
Bob, I'm disappointed in you. I'm so disappointed.
That's all.
I'm so disappointed, I'm going to take another Bob. Hey, Bob, it's Bob.
Bob.
What's the word, Bob?
Dynamo.
Amazing. Did you Google or did you know it?
Knew it.
Wow.
You knew it.
Wow. Like, how do you just know that? That's weird.
Is there an anagram for Bob?
It's OB.
Oh, wow.
It's OBB. Yeah, so good job. Our audience beat you guys handedly, but that's okay.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel good about myself. More.
Yeah. we didn't have anything for Carolyn, but, you know, yeah. She does have bragging rights, and she can play the home version of at
work. She was quick, Jumbled. Too. I mean, she was like,
she
boom,
was the first
right
call
in
on.
There.
All right, 77 degrees in Boston. Things will be cooling off. You got to like that. Here we go.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson with Tracy Caruso today. LBF's on vacay. She's back Monday. I think she's enjoying the vineyard.
I'm nice. Sure she is.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Tracy drove all the way from Manchester, New Hampshire today. You
yes.
don't like when I say that.
Oh, it's okay.
My bad.
Okay.
That's where we met
there's
many
nice
years ago.
There's nice parts. There's, you know,
there's
parts.
Yeah. And there's just parts or parts.
Every Let's, city
yeah.
has that, right?
Okay. Let's do a quick sports shorts. It's brought to you by AAA. What's happening,
yeah,
Tracy,
Red
with the
Sox? A little bit of a struggle, but we're going to stay positive. But they did lose 5-0 to the Orioles.
Yeah, yeah they lost to a guy that hadn't won in 2 years.
It's okay.
And the worst
but
team.
Stay positive.
Okay.
But go ahead and stay
Are
positive.
They the worst yes. team in the AL right now?
Well,
the Orioles, not
too.
The Sox.
Yeah, that too.
Oh,
that
boy.
Too.
Okay.
Red Sox are at Rays tonight. So.
Yeah, Brian, you were at the NASCAR race yesterday. And
yeah.
I just watched the last 40 laps, and it was amazing. What a finish.
It was great. Kevin yeah. Harvick, Denny Hamlin, it came down to the last lap. They were back and forth. It was amazing. Harvick breaks his 21 race winless streak and the first win for Stuart Haas Racing. Yeah. And it was just a great weekend at New Hampshire. My son and I were up there with our buddies and a good boys weekend.
And you rented a camper.
Yep.
That is awesome.
Rented a camper. Yeah. We had our spot on the backstretch and it was hot, but it was manageable.
You
it was
know,
good.
My wife will not let me rent a camper because I've always wanted to do that.
Yeah.
Because it's the kids' dream to go on a vacation.
Oh, mine
too. We've rented an RV a few times.
She won't sleep in somebody else's RV. I'll talk about that later.
Okay.
But anyway.
And, hey, yeah. you know. We
but it was fine. It was clean. It was good.
Sure,
oh, it was great. It was a great time.
Man. No bugs.
Great. No.
No bugs.
It was too hot. It was too hot for bugs.
Okay.
And also, the Pats opened camp over the weekend with the rookies. Veterans Report. Wednesday, and then the first public practice is Thursday,
fine.
And there's a whole string of them, and this is so much
so
fun.
Only yes. the rookies had to go yesterday.
When it was really
That's
hot.
That's nice.
Yeah. Here you go, Rook. Get out there.
Well, they have to take a tour.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
yeah
very
find their locker. How do I?
Yeah. Like their schedule.
Yeah, right.
You know.
But it's really fun. I've taken the family to that, to the open practices,
yeah.
and it's so much fun. It's free. You
yeah.
can go and park at Gillette. There's so much to do over there,
right.
and they put on a good show. You get to see all the players come out.
I got
it's
nothing
really
going
fun.
On. If
it's
anybody
really
wants
fun.
To go with me,
some good bars, too.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so they have the schedule's up at Patriots.com. Thursday, gates open at like 9:15.
Yeah,
so
maybe I'll go after the show.
Fun. Yeah.
All right, if you're planning a summer road trip and looking to rent a car with AAA, you'll save 20% on all Hertz summer car rentals. You'll also get a free additional driver and free child seat. Visit AAA.com/Hertz to reserve your car today. All right. We all survived the heat wave.
Sure.
Right?
I loved it.
But
I loved it.
I was so hot this morning, I did something very, very weird that you guys just called me out on.
Yeah, after you quizzed us. After you quizzed us to make us feel stupid.
It was
stupid.
So nice pointing it out
this,
to you,
Oh, it was great.
Oh, that felt good.
Has anybody noticed what I did wrong on my Facebook page?
A couple people have noticed on the Facebook, yes.
That I did, yeah, I had a dressing faux pas.
Yeah.
The Facebook page, Brian,
That's
is?
That's right. ROR, just WROR Facebook page. You'll see Bob's nice shirt.
Just see if you've, just tell me that you've done this before so I don't feel like a complete
never.
Idiot this morning.
Never.
No,
nope.
You've never done this.
Nope.
You've never
no.
done
no.
this on a Monday, on a dynamo.
I never did an anagram
yeah.
on a Monday either.
You did. No, you didn't.
Until okay. today.
It's our Facebook page, WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yeah, 77 degrees in Boston. And that actually is... almost the high. 81 the high today, Tracy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be a nice break.
I think so.
Anybody go to the beach this weekend?
Oh, no.
A lot of people.
No.
Was it too hot to go to the beach? That is the question.
Yeah.
But for a lot of folks, it's never too hot to go to the beach. Okay,
I need to know that I have a place to shelter.
To shelter. Yeah. What, the umbrella doesn't do it for you?
Yeah. Yeah, you bring your shade, and then you dip your toes in the water because you don't want to get eaten by a shark. And cool off.
Okay, so I'm looking at my friend Scott. Right, so Scott went to the beach. I'm not sure which beach, but he put a picture up of his family. Now he has two young daughters.
Nice.
I think maybe 6 and 8 or in that age range. So they're all set up. They have their buckets and all that. Well, he took a picture of, I could see his leg, and he took a picture of a woman bending down, putting her.
What?
Well, no, don't get excited. No, she was bending down, setting up her blanket.
Okay.
Her blanket touches his blanket, and he doesn't know who this person is.
That seems a little close.
Well, I mean, the beach was obviously crowded.
So I said, Scott, did you say anything? And he said, no, I just huffed and puffed, under my breath. I think I would actually say something.
But where else was she going to go? I'm sure the beach was mobbed.
Wouldn't you at least give her a really? Like a really? No?
A look?
And then start a fight? And then what?
Well, so you wouldn't say anything. So if someone camped right next to you, your blanket touching theirs now.
I have a 24 by 24 blanket.
Well, oh, wow, that's a good blanket.
Seems excessive, Tracy. Yeah.
I'd just have my kids just start kicking sand on her, and she'd want to move anyway.
Would you do that?
There's etiquette
do that anyway.
At the beach. There should be more.
There's beach etiquette.
Like when you're walking or when someone runs by and they kick sand on to
yep,
you.
That's yeah, that's my kids.
That's your kids. It's those Bell kids.
Yep.
It's those Bell kids. So I'm serious. I would say something. I would have to say, is there any chance? I mean, I tried to be nice about it. Would you? Is there any chance you could move a little bit away so we're not literally on top of each other?
Why don't you move?
What if you just?
I was there first. There's beach etiquette, Tracy.
What if you just laid down on the blanket and
really
rested
close
your head
wow,
on her
that
blanket?
That is aggressive.
Have your toe
right.
Just your big toe. Kinda.
Yes.
All right. So what happens when somebody gets too close to you at the beach? All right. Let's find out.
Okay.
Like I said, a friend of mine, they went to the beach yesterday. Their whole family all set up And a lady just camped right next to him, on top of them, literally with her blanket touching theirs.
I'd have like a sinister little smile on my face, and I'd say, I was hoping some beautiful little Chiquita would come sit real close to me.
Would you give her a poison apple?
I'd break them out so bad, I'd be like a, I'd just be like all over them. Trust me, they'd not only move, but they'd go a mile away.
I think she's right. I think a mile away is maybe far enough.
Wow.
Hey, little Chiquita.
I would just scoot a little.
Yeah,
just
well, okay, that's what most people said they would do, by the way.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Oh, by the way, that's Don Henley, 71 years old today. Looks great. In for LBF this week, it's Tracy Caruso with the Dirty Laundry. Tracy?
Thanks, Bob. Avengers Endgame finally slipped past Avatar to become the highest grossing movie of all time worldwide.
Wow.
Endgame has made $2.79 billion globally.
Billion dollars?
$2.78 billion that Avatar made 10 years ago.
Jeez.
Wow.
A lot of money.
That's a lot.
You know who else did pretty well? Disney's The Lion King, the top movie in North America. The Lion King earned $185 million in its debut weekend in the U.S. and Canada alone. The Marvel Cinematic Universe is adding some prestige to its ranks. Natalie Portman is returning as the first female Thor. The Academy Award winner appeared in the first two Thor movies as love interest Jane Foster. But in the next movie, Thor, Love and Thunder, the hammer is passed on to Foster, who becomes the new God of Thunder.
Wow. How about that? Natalie Portman is Thor.
Portman movie doesn't come out until November 2021.
Okay.
Doobie Brothers, love them, set to release new music next year. Bandmate Tom Johnson says you can expect 5 new tracks.
Oh, so more bathroom breaks when you see him in concert.
Absolutely. Netflix is giving Eddie Murphy $70 million for some stand-up specials.
Yeah, and he was actually back over the weekend. Netflix, the Jerry Seinfeld, Comedians in Cars. The new season came out, and Eddie Murphy was the first episode. I didn't realize he could do a really good Tracy Morgan. Here they are talking about it.
Tracy Morgan told me, growing up, he said, my three favorite was you, Bruce Lee and Evel Knievel.
It's like, wow. Evel Knievel was the most. Because he's putting his body on the line, and he never, ever lands it. It's like, it seems like every jump, and he's not even on a regular, he's on a regular motorcycle.
A regular motorcycle.
That he beefed up the springs on, and it explodes on impact.
They didn't even measure out what it could do. He just eyeballed it.
Evel Knievel. Nobody like Evel Knievel.
I love that he just eyeballs
it.
That's about 80 feet. We got this. No problem. Get a sponsor. We're good to go.
The Netflix deal looks like it could be worth $70
million. For Eddie Murphy. $70 million.
And finally, just tonight on The Bachelorette, it's the men tell all.
Oh, boy.
Not all.
I don't know that we want to know it all.
Don't tell it all.
Please don't.
Is this? Are you? Do you watch The Bachelorette, Tracy?
I don't.
Yeah,
I don't watch
we
that.
We're kind of over that. You have to like the people. You have to actually root for them. If you're not into them, then you don't
This
care,
season has right? been so scandalous.
Does your wife watch it?
Not
Do
too
you
much.
Watch
no.
it? It sounds like
occasionally.
You're watching it.
Yeah, scandalous.
Occasionally.
Yeah,
it might be on the TV when I walk into the room.
Yeah,
maybe.
Okay. All right, that's nice. Yeah, good job, Tracy.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, LBF on vacation. She's in the vineyard this morning. Tracy Caruso, my old pals, come down to help. Appreciate it, Tracy. Having
it's
fun.
It's only been 10 years.
I haven't seen you in 10 years.
Yeah.
All right. You look good. You haven't
nice
changed
break.
At all. Right?
Sorry, Bob.
It was a nice break, but you said
wow.
I missed that.
Wow.
That's why we brought her in, because I want that same kind of LBF vibe in the room. You know what I'm saying?
LBF makes me laugh.
She's a funny one.
Yes.
Okay. So I do believe I might be, to make a Bobservation, the last man or maybe whatever person in America that doesn't binge TV shows. So this past weekend, super hot, right? We're in the house like everybody else.
Yeah, and, perfect binge-watching weekend.
Perfect binge-watching. So we wanted to watch Stranger Things. This was season 3,
okay.
Right? We like it. So my daughter had already binged it.
Uh-huh.
So she said, well, why don't I'll watch it again, guys.
Sure.
Okay, fine. So we sit down, and this was probably maybe 5 at night, and we watched like 1, 2, and 3, and I go, that's it. I'm done. And my daughter was kind of bumming that we weren't going to binge the entire, was it 8?
Yeah.
How many episodes?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, we're done. She's like, no, you had to get a, why? You just keep going. And I just don't binge. And fortunately, my wife's not a binger either.
Yeah,
so at least we're on the same team.
That's lucky.
Yeah.
We binge, but there's different ways of binging because, like, what about, like, HGTV? Like, it's... You don't get it on Netflix or anything, but you can put that.
Did you binge watch
you can put,
Tracy?
Like, Say Yes to the Dress, and it's on like all. No, I know
no,
you guys
know.
Are looking at me, but
yeah,
isn't
we are
that
looking
binging
at you.
No, too. Like if well, you're just
yeah,
watching
but,
episode after.
All right, well, how long did it take you to watch Stranger Things?
Like 3 days.
3 days. So on a weekend, you just swallow the whole
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
See, that's binging.
Yeah.
How about you, Brian?
Yeah. The toughest part, because my wife and I watched Stranger Things together, so we watched the first 2 episodes, and then she had to go away for business for a week, so I couldn't watch any while she was away.
No, you can't.
So like, as soon as she got home, I was like, come on, let's go, let's watch. And so we finished it out in another 2 days. And
okay.
And like that last episode, we were on like episode 7, and it was getting late, and it was a school night. No, it was a school night, and it was like 9:30. I'm like, if we start the last episode, we're going to be up till like 10:30, 11 o'clock. I'm like, let's do it. Let's finish it.
Oh, you crazy kids.
Yeah, you just have to.
I'm 3-0.
I don't know why you wouldn't
I just,
do that.
I don't know. What's the hurry?
You don't get sucked into something?
Yeah, so no. 3 in a row doesn't constitute binging?
Well, I think it does. I think that's enough.
But
that's
on
enough.
A Sunday, do you watch hours and hours and hours and hours of football?
Yes, yes. From 10 o'clock till whenever, bedtime.
Okay.
That's not binging
That's not
at
binging,
all.
Though.
Yeah, okay.
Because you don't know the ending. I mean, well, you know.
Well, we don't know the
Well,
ending.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not sitting with somebody who's already watched it and known the
you're
ending.
You're probably sitting with no one. And if
That's probably
house,
true.
Right? God's by himself.
You know what I think you miss when you binge as opposed to, like, watching episode after episode?
Sure.
Like, watch an episode, then you have a week. And remember, like, the days when, like, there's the big show.
you'd watch the episode, and then you'd talk about it for a week.
Yeah, that's what you would do.
And that's what you really miss out on when you binge. You don't have that, like, you know, oh, let's talk about that episode. You have to talk about the whole series, like the whole season.
Am I the only person who doesn't binge? I'm just curious. 617-931-1057. I'm the last man in America who doesn't binge. Wow. What an honor. I think I'm alone. I could be. 617-931-1057.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
So, yeah, we watched three episodes of Stranger Things, and that was about it for me. And fortunately, my wife agrees. We're not big-time bingers. You watch it all, Tracy.
Oh,
you
yeah.
And your husband,
I have
just
no self-control. Bob.
Swallowed it whole. Brian, too. Stranger Things is good, though. I like it.
Yeah.
I like the 80s kind of.
It's so much fun.
All the cool stuff in the 80s that was, that back there, like the old phone still hanging on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Walkmans, all that fun stuff.
Good.
But still.
Boombox.
Why eat it all at once when you can enjoy it? You
can get more done.
No, you can't.
Yes,
you're
you
wasting
can.
Your whole day. Hi, ROR, am I the only person who doesn't binge?
I don't binge. It's a waste of time. There's much better things to do.
Yeah, it's summer. I know it was hot this weekend, but I'm 3-0. That's it.
Yeah, that's enough.
That's enough, right? Good.
Maybe two episodes, maybe a third.
Three was pushing
it.
That's it.
Move on. Other things to do. You're wasting valuable time. Life's going by.
I like this.
Are you wasting time, or is it better time management to get it finished first?
Time management. Nice try.
Yes. It's how you look at it.
I'm with you. All right. Have a great day. Yeah, it's how you look at it. On the couch for 8 hours. I don't know. Can't do it myself. I have the guilt. You know what I mean? I get guilty. Like, there's got to be something else I could be doing.
I have no guilt. I bring all the family in, all the children, sit them all down. We watch it together.
For 8 hours. Mom, can I leave? No. Sit down. 5 more episodes.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
It's 80s and more. It's 7:30, 77 degrees in Boston. High of 81. It's going to feel fantastic. Some rain early and then cloudy showers overnight down to 66. Tomorrow, it's kind of weird. 70, that's it for the high.
Yeah.
Sounds rainy. Nice.
So maybe it sounds pretty good after this past week.
Absolutely.
Well, there was a race in New Hampshire this past weekend. And not only at the track, also on 95. What is the story here, Tracy?
Right. So at the race cars, they go
135. They'll average around the track.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I bet none of them were driving Jeep Grand Cherokees, though.
I did not see a Jeep Grand Cherokee in the race.
Yeah, so a New Jersey guy in New Hampshire got caught driving 142 miles an hour on I-95.
Wow. Yeah. In a Jeep Wrangler.
A Jeep Grand Cherokee Trailhawk.
Okay.
Oh, the Trailhawk.
I mean, is it souped up?
Yeah.
Are you? I mean, 142?
Right. So it's actually a helicopter that spotted it.
It had to.
Wow.
Right?
Right.
And the blur.
When the police finally caught up to him, he said he was headed home.
Why are you going so fast? I got to get to New Jersey.
No, you're not.
142 miles an hour.
142.
Wow. So, I mean, bad news, he was arrested.
By the way.
He was arrested, but the good news is he qualified 10th for the race up in New Hampshire.
Wow. No, that's insane because I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Brian, but that's faster than the cars were going around the track.
It is a little faster.
Yeah.
He could have won the race.
Was it late for dinner? I mean, what would cause you to go 142 miles?
He said he was going home. His girlfriend or his wife.
To Jersey.
Why would anyone be in that much of a hurry to go to New Jersey?
To get back to New Jersey.
Hampshire's not that bad.
I know, right?
Okay.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Okay, and for LBF this week, Tracy Caruso. What do you got, Trace?
Laundry is brought to you by Subway. Avengers Endgame finally slipped past Avatar to become the highest grossing film of all time worldwide. Endgame has made $2.79 billion globally, wow, surpassing the $2.7 billion that Avatar made 10 years ago.
Has anybody seen it? I haven't seen it.
No.
I think a few people have seen
it. Well, I mean, in the room.
Yeah, clearly someone
thinking,
has.
I think the three of us here.
I was curious how long it took, because I'm like, that movie just came out.
Right,
so
right.
To reach the $2.5 billion mark, it took Avatar 72 days.
Okay. Oh, wait.
Endgame did it in 20 days.
Wow.
But they charge more, so that's...
I know. Yeah. Well,
that's true.
Yeah, I just said.
By a ticket.
Yeah.
Right.
Disney's The Lion King is the top movie in North America. Lion King earned $185 million in its debut weekend in the U.S. and Canada. That's anybody
huge.
See it?
No, I didn't see that.
Okay.
I'm out.
Oh.
I'm in between, you know, my kids are too old to go to, you know, Lion King's with me anymore.
Yeah.
If they can drive themselves to the movie, they can go alone. That's the
Lots of adults want to see it, though. I want to see it whether my kids go or not.
I don't know.
Yeah. If you're into The Lion King before, you probably want to see, you know, I'm going to take my kids to see it, I think. But
yeah, well, your kids
They're right in the wheelhouse.
Will you take me, too?
Yeah,
sure. I can get a kid's price
ticket.
Hey, the Doobie Brothers are set to release new music next year. Bandmate Tom Johnston says you can expect 5 new tracks. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the movie. Sorry. The Marvel Cinematic Universe is adding some prestige to its ranks. Natalie Portman returning as the first female Thor. Academy Award winner appeared in the first two as love interest Jane Foster. But in the next movie, Thor, Love and Thunder, the hammer is passed on to Foster, who becomes the new God of Thunder. Doesn't come out until November 2021.
Mm-hmm.
If you like Netflix, how about Eddie Murphy? He's in talks to do a series of stand-up specials for Netflix, and that deal could be worth as much as $70 million. And tonight, looking for something to do, how about The Bachelorette, The Men Tell All?
I hope they don't tell all. We don't want to know all.
I want to know all the dirt.
No.
I don't know.
Yeah. So, thank you, Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to some very nice listeners of ours who noticed what Tracy noticed about my shirt this morning. Tracy, just after 6 o'clock, you told me that my shirt was inside out.
Yeah. If I hadn't known you for 10 years, I would have kept my mouth shut.
So that's what I'm asking. So you and I worked together years ago.
Right.
So we know each other, and you said, Bob.
I said, Bob, your shirt's on inside out.
It's inside out. Brian,
tags
did you not notice it, or you weren't going to tell me, Brian?
Yes, I didn't notice at all.
Thank you for not noticing, because that means you wouldn't have said anything. Kathy, one of our listeners at our ROR Facebook page, says, ha-ha, something I would do, wear it inside out, except I wouldn't tell him. Ha-ha-ha.
Wow, that's nice.
How nice. So thank you very much, Kathy. I appreciate you telling me that. And Marcia said that, too. If I worked there, I wouldn't have told you.
Wow. I did come in one morning with two different shoes on, though.
I've left
That's
them
harder
slippers.
To do.
Yeah.
That's harder than
inside out
shirts.
Well, when it's dark, you have a lot of different vans. It can, you know, get confusing.
Mm. I walked right out the door with slippers on. Didn't realize it until I was in the store.
Were they fluffy slippers?
They were fuzzy.
That's
nice,
cute. You should have just
slippers.
Come. I like that.
Like most everyone else.
But anyway, thanks for telling me my shirt was inside out this morning. It happens.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Brunson, LBF, and Brian. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
All right, joining us is Darwin Myers from Saugus. Good morning, Darwin.
All right,
just like Foreigner, this is your first time, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. Darwin, what do you do for work?
I work in receiving at the Danvers East Home Depot.
Oh, Home Depot. I might be seeing you later. I bet you sold a lot of air conditioners this weekend.
Absolutely.
What else? What else was the big seller?
Mostly ACs and dehumidifiers.
Dehumidifiers, generators.
Right.
Yeah,
basements.
So you were busy all weekend. Let's give you a shot at $1,000. Here's how it's going to work. Tracy, who's in for LBF this week, is going to ask you 10 questions in 1 minute. Now, if you don't know one, Darwin, just say pass. We'll go back to it if we have time. You get all 10 right, you know you win $1,000, okay?
Absolutely. I'm ready.
Darwin's ready. Tracy,
right,
you ready?
Darwin.
Here we go in 3, 2, 1.
Complete this slogan. America runs on what?
Duncan.
When is Harry Potter's birthday?
Bath.
What powers Monstropolis in the movie Monsters, Inc.?
Bath.
which country covers an entire continent?
Australia.
In what city is Big Ben located?
London.
What year was the original Lion King released?
1973.
When it comes to dog breeds, a Dorgie is a cross between a Corgi and a what?
Cat.
What is the capital of Kansas?
Wichita.
The San Andreas Fault is located in which state?
California.
How many spikes are there on the Statue of Liberty's crown?
13.
When is Harry Potter's birthday?
July 31st, 1980.
What powers Monstropolis in the movie Monsters, Inc.?
Spinach.
Spinach.
Wow.
Right, Darwin. Good job. No, it's not spinach.
Wow.
Okay, so...
tough question.
Yeah. Five
right. Although that you came back and got that Harry Potter. Did you have somebody helping you there, Darwin?
Well, yeah.
That's right. Phone a friend.
That's all right.
Darwin, who is your phone a friend? Who was that?
That was my office mate, Scott.
Okay, Scott. Good job, Scott.
Good Googling, Scott.
Scott could have helped you a little bit more.
Yeah.
He came in on his day off to help me.
Oh, that's,
wow.
Yeah, that's
wow.
A quick
that's
Googler.
A bummer.
That's amazing. All right, how do you do, Tracy?
All right, when is Harry Potter's birthday? It's actually July 31st. What powers Monstropolis in the movie Monsters, Inc.? It's actually Screams.
Screams, yeah. Until they switched it over.
And then it's spinach, yeah.
What year was the original Lion King released? It's 1994.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to dog breeds, a Dorgie is a cross between a Corgi and a Dachshund.
Oh.
Or
yeah.
Dachshund.
Yeah.
Whatever. I bet that's cute.
Dachshund.
Dachshund. Dachshund.
So many
it's a Dachshund.
Yes. It's a dog. What is the capital of Kansas? It's actually Topeka. And how many spikes are there on the Statue of Liberty crown? 7.
There you go.
You had a good strategy because you had your helper and you passed like quickly when you didn't. You didn't know. You were, boom,
yeah,
passed right along.
You didn't have to share the money,
what?
Darwin.
That, yep. That was Darwin's theory.
Yes.
There you go.
Nice theory, Darwin. You thought
I haven't heard that one in about 50 years.
blame your parents.
Yeah, blame them, not us. All right, Darwin, you got a family four-pack of tickets to Boston Harbor's Cruise Sunset Sightseeing. It's fully narrated, 90-minute tour. Introduces you to the lore and allure of Boston Harbor, both past and present.
Maybe you and Scott can go on that lovely cruise together.
Yeah.
You know what? My grandkids are here from Denver, Colorado.
Oh,
so
nice.
That's going to work out perfect.
That's perfect.
Yay. All right. That'll
what's
be
the,
fun.
What's the capital of Colorado?
Denver.
There you go.
Is it?
I think it's the C.
I don't think it is.
I have no idea.
Isn't it? What is the
no
capital
idea.
Of Denver? I mean, of Colorado.
I don't know. Have Scott, Google it.
Yeah,
we are the smartest people
fast
on the
enough on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Darwin, thanks for playing. We appreciate right. it. Okay, yeah, so everyone walks away with a nice prize. And if you want to play Grand at 60 Seconds weekdays at 8:10, if you think you got what it takes, just go to WROR.com, sign up there. We randomly pick players for online entries. And again, your shot at $1,000.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
I'm not mad. Are you mad?
No, but I loved the heat wave, too. So
no, you did.
I did.
Nobody likes the
I
heat wave.
I loved it.
You're that person.
I love
the heat
you
wave.
You have a pool or something?
No.
Yeah.
You
have friends
with
pools?
I mean, you go inside to the air conditioning and cool off.
But you don't love it.
I love it.
Wow. I would rather have been where Tom Brady was this weekend.
Mm.
Now, he was in what, Costa Rica?
Costa Rica.
Where was he when he did this cliff diving?
Well, over some water, clearly.
Yeah, that was over
water. I don't think it was the same spot that he did
couple
the cliff
years
dive.
Ago,
4 years ago, he like
right.
sent everyone into a tizzy with a really like
right.
long.
But that was high.
That was a high.
Yeah.
This
jump.
One, this time it wasn't as high.
How
apparently.
High was it? Like 10 feet?
Something.
15 feet?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. But yeah, catching a lot of heat on social media. So he jumped off the cliff.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that, right? Mm-hmm. He does it. But
he loves doing that.
This time he took his daughter with him.
Vivi,
yep.
Yeah,
who's what, 6?
Yep.
Adorable.
So the video shows him asking 6-year-old Vivian if she's ready.
Right.
Then yes. counting to 3
yep.
and pulling her with him as he jumps about 10 feet
it
into
looked like it was
pool.
Just bad timing. I think Vivian wanted to do this. She seemed like she
maybe
was all in.
Maybe it's just that, you know, 1-2-3 jump or jump on 3
right.
or
that's
yeah,
what it looked like.
Or
and
maybe
I,
he doesn't know his own strength and he really pulled her.
Well, when I first saw it, I did kind of go, ooh, because, you know, he's 6'4", 225,
and she's a little girl. And as he jumps, and she like hesitated, and she just came along for the ride and kind of flipped around, landed backwards.
Yeah, she's fine.
But they were both laughing when they came up, so that was good.
Okay, well, I was going to say I didn't see how she was afterwards.
Yeah, there was a little giggle there at the end. But I feel like that's one where, like, if I did that with my daughter, I'd have to give her like a. Are you okay, Daddy's? Sorry, you're okay.
Well, so
she did it.
He's getting grief
from people on Instagram,
right?
Including one that actually said that the NFL should consider a punishment for him.
That seems reasonable.
You know, that was the coach of the Jets, I think.
Yeah, probably.
Isn't that the,
probably.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not mad at him. You mad at him?
No.
Why do people just get all up in his face? He's just having fun with his daughter.
But then again, you're opening yourself up if you're going to post.
That's the only thing. It's on Instagram.
Stop posting, and then you can pretty much do what you want.
Yeah, there's someone in the White House who does the same thing, right? Just kind of tweets a little bit.
No idea.
Maybe Instagram's a lot. But anyway, sometimes you're better off not doing it. I'm not mad at Tom Brady for doing that.
Nah.
But it's one of those things where I know he wants to share because he does like to let people know what's going on.
He just loves jumping off cliffs, though.
He's a cliff diver. In the next life.
Boy. Anyway. I don't know.
Anyway,
just stay on the ground.
People need to settle down. It's good.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yeah, LBF's on vacay this week. She's in the vineyard celebrating a nice week. She got lucky. About 79 right now, 81 for the high. Have a little bit of rain tomorrow. And a freaky day. High 70 tomorrow. That's going to be it. But it's a nice break. We'll take it. So earlier in the show, we mentioned this New Jersey guy who was driving 142 miles an hour on 95 in New Hampshire.
Clearly, he wanted out of the state.
What was in New Jersey that he missed that much? That's crazy. So the he was driving a Jeep of some sort, right?
Right, a Jeep Grand Cherokee. But we don't know if it's a Trailhawk or a Trackhawk. There's some confusion.
I went for a deep dive when you said the model was like a Trailhawk. So I'm like, oh, that's probably like one of those like souped up crazy ones.
Right.
And I found there's a Trailhawk that you can get with like a 360 horsepower motor in it, big V8.
Okay.
But then there's the Trackhawk, which if it sounds like this could have been a Trackhawk because you know have you heard of like the Hellcat?
Yeah.
Sure.
That has a 707 horsepower
that's
motor.
Insane. Right.
They put one of those into that Trackhawk, Grand Cherokee.
Oh, man.
Why?
So if he was driving that,
why? If you want to climb a mountain in 5 seconds,
jeez.
I don't know.
There you go.
I don't know.
So we don't know.
My
question
is. Really have to get to the
grocery store.
Yeah. Or Jersey. Like, what? So my question is, what is the punishment for that? I mean, that's got to be big time. He's going 80 miles an hour over.
I think you lose your license right away.
I would think so.
I would think so.
Yeah, you're a bit of a risk.
Yeah.
Your insurance is done with you.
I mean, they caught him by helicopter, which I thought was pretty cool too. That you know,
they were saying that that by the time the pilot of the helicopter called it in, he had already passed the ground troops.
Oh my God!
So they
So if you know, maybe there's a new state police officer who might be listening. I'm just curious what the punishment is for going double the speed limit. Give us a call, 617-931-1057. This guy's in serious trouble.
Yeah.
I would think so, right?
Maybe there's a Jeep for sale.
There could be
a
police auction
soon.
Ice cream
melting, whatever. I'm just wondering what the penalty is for going, I don't know, twice the speed limit, like 80 miles over.
Yeah.
If you're a police officer, maybe you can tell us, 617-931-1057. Bob Bronson with Tracy Caruso. Tracy, thanks for coming in today. Are you coming back tomorrow?
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope you are.
If
that's
I get
good.
Invited back.
You're invited back. Right. LBF is on vacation.
She
so
I don't know how fast you're going to drive back to New Hampshire.
Well, I guess not 142. Apparently you get in trouble for that.
Is that what 142 miles an hour? This guy's in big trouble. I was wondering, what's the penalty for that?
Good morning. The penalty for going twice the speed limit depends on how much money you have.
Oh.
Okay. Is that right?
And who you know.
That's He better know somebody because that is, was he going 75 over or 80 over the speed limit? Do we know?
Yeah, 77 miles over the speed limit.
Yeah, that's it. You better have money. Okay, thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Boy, so I was a little skeptical there. So this was in New Hampshire.
It was in New Hampshire, but he said he was just heading home to New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. But it's a big time.
I looked it up.
Yeah.
And it's now anything over 100 is classified as reckless driving in New Hampshire. First offense is a $500 fine. You lose your license for 60 days.
And the third offense is you have to go to Jersey.
That's okay. The ultimate punishment.
You have
right
to
there.
Go to Jersey.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.